This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's one of the heroes of yesterday's church massacre in the small town of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Johnny Langendorf was flagged down by another man, and together they sprang into action.
We just take pursuit. We speed over 87 through traffic, and we, like I said, we hit about 95 going down 539 trying to catch this guy until he eventually lost control on his own and went off in the ditch.
Sheriff Joe Tackett says a gunman, 26-year-old Devin Kelly, apparently shot himself to death in his vehicle. 26 churchgoers were killed, 20 others wounded in the attack on First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs.
Pastor Frank Pomeroy was in Oklahoma when gunshots rang out at his church in Texas. He's typically there on weekends, so it was rare that he wasn't. His wife, Sherry, also out of town, messaged that she was in Charlotte. Both were trying to get back to comfort their parishioners while needing comfort themselves. Their 14-year-old daughter killed along with so many others in what should have been a safe house of worship. Val Dior reporting.
At the start of his Asia trip, President Trump turning up the heat on North Korea.
At a news conference in Tokyo, the president declared that North Korea was a threat to the civilized world.
We will not stand for that. The era of strategic patience is over.
The president did not rule out military action against North Korea and defended his strong rhetoric, saying, look what has happened with very weak rhetoric in the last 25 years.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Federal judge in Washington hearing arguments over whether former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort can be released from home confinement imposed in connection with the Russia investigation. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow is up about 5 points, the NASDAQ 17 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The Saudi-led military coalition has closed all of neighboring Yemen's air, land, and sea borders in response to a missile attack on Saudi Arabia launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The Saudis support Yemen's government in its war with the Houthis, and the confrontation escalated on Saturday when the rebels fired a missile at the Saudi capital, Riyadh. The Saudis say the weapon was supplied by Iran and that this may constitute an Iranian act of war. The Saudi-led coalition says its temporary closure of Yemen's frontiers is a move to prevent the rebels smuggling in more arms. However, it says humanitarian supplies will be allowed through, and they are desperately needed.
The BBC's Alan Johnston. Some newly leaked papers reveal that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has invested some of her private money in offshore tax havens. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The ex-chief of Yahoo has a date with a Senate committee this week. The subject, something that's made front-page headlines in recent months, data breaches.
Former CEO Marissa Mayer agreed to testify before the Senate Commerce Committee, but only after she was threatened with a subpoena. She will appear alongside the interim CEO of Equifax in a hearing scheduled for Wednesday. When Mayer was CEO of Yahoo, the company suffered a massive cybersecurity breach. It's estimated the data of some 3 billion users was compromised.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon. We've seen it recently in China. Now, a purported crackdown on corruption is sweeping Saudi Arabia. The heir to the Saudi throne is overseeing an unprecedented wave of arrests of dozens of the country's most powerful princes, military officers, influential businessmen and government ministers. Some of them just happen to be potential rivals or critics of the Crown Prince. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And we've got our special guest, David Horowitz, joins us now, the best-selling author, the founder and chairman of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which is dedicated to the defense of free societies whose moral, cultural, and economic foundations are under attack by enemies both secular and religious at home and abroad. David, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, though.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your latest installment, The Black Book of the American Left. This is Volume 8, and the focus is the left in the university. Tell us about that.
Well, the left came into the university to avoid the draft during the Vietnam War. And over the last 4 or 5 decades, they purged conservatives from the faculties. They purged conservative books from the reading lists. They've purged the curriculum of conservative ideas. What they've done is they've reverted the university back to its 19th century origins. They were all religious institutions, instilling of the various denominations to their students. At the turn of the 20th century, universities were transformed to what generally referred to as a modern research university, which operated on scientific principles where you had two sides to controversial questions, you examined the evidence. Now, universities instill a religious doctrine. Mm-hmm. You call it cultural Marxism, identity politics. And they indoctrinate students, but they don't teach them anymore. And if you want to understand how it's possible that students at universities like Elk and UC Berkeley can run a people they disagree with, it's very simple. If you have a religious doctrine, then dissent from it is a heresy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you burn heretics at the stake when you have the opportunity, of course we don't, we're not there yet. So you just basically threaten their lives and create such violence that university administrations are reluctant to pay the security necessary to protect the heretics.
And you're exactly right. I mean, the amount of money that's being paid by the universities is astronomical anymore. Like, what are they going to do? Go to each of the students and charge them some sort of assessment for the cost of free speech?
The cure for this bill should have been put in place 30 or 40 years ago. You expel students who obstruct speakers.
Mm-hmm.
You fire professors who support the obstruction of speakers. At Berkeley, they had, I forget how many, 160 professors attack Milo Yiannopoulos that mm-hmm. they shouldn't speak. They also, you know, and can suspend them to begin with without pay, you know, that would stop it.
Right.
But the universities are encouraging this because the universities are run by leftists now, the administrators. All of this is documented in my book, The Left in the University, which really details my 30-year struggle, lost struggle against this.
Well, David, even before Milo, you had Charles Murray that was attacked, and the teacher that invited, the professor that invited him. I mean, she sustained some injury.
Yes, I haven't been able to go to a university campus without a bodyguard for 20 years.
Unbelievable.
And I'm not unique. I mean, if any conservative that the left takes notice of is threatened. And it's worse for the students. They have to live on these campuses. They are harassed all the time. Just terrible. I mean, I was a leftist when I was in college, mm-hmm. in a period of American life where leftism was, odd man out. I was never harassed by my teachers. I went to Columbia in the McCarthy era.
Oh, wow.
My teachers never harassed me. Mm-hmm. And I was a Marxist. But it's all changed now that the Marxists are in power. They harass students. The students get no protection from the administrations. I was scheduled to speak at Berkeley in the spring. And they imposed such conditions on the College Republicans that the College Republicans rescinded the invitation. They had to pay $8,000 to have me speak a mile off campus.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't allowed to announce. They were not allowed to announce the event, but not tell what its location was. It was ridiculous.
Well,
but when I called, I couldn't even speak. They don't have faculty advisors. They don't have any support from the university conservative kids.
That's incredible. David, you know, when they characterize these kids as snowflakes and those that want to look for safe spaces, I would almost think that that's somewhat of a mischaracterization because the whole university system seems to be weaponized against conservative thought.
Yeah, they're vicious. They're not snowflakes. These are vicious students. Vicious. You know, there's video on YouTube of them attacking at Yale, and they actually drove this couple off the faculty. At Yale, they intimidate administrators. These kids have no business being on a college campus. Education is a privilege, not a right.
Right, exactly.
It's a privilege to go to Yale, and these leftists are generally funded. They get full scholarships. Our educational system is raising very, very bad citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. More than anything else.
Right,
yes.
It's all through the K-12 school system as well, because the university schools of education, they're the ones that credential teachers, and they're all dedicated to social justice, which is left-wing politics.
David, you know, I've heard people talk of the numbers of these radicals that are on the campus. It is a minority number by comparison, but yet very vocal, very powerful. And you have a situation where these parents are paying a lot of money for their kids' education, and they have to put up with this insanity.
Yeah, the faculty of the liberal arts colleges in particular, like women's studies is a political department. It has nothing to do with scholarship. It should be abolished. Mm-hmm. Black studies, the same thing. Chicano studies. These are all organized by leftists to carry out political agendas. And the professors are all leftists. The student body is not, but sensible people just get out of the way when these people come in calling everybody a racist who disagrees with them.
Well, they've been getting out of the way for a long time, and with their absence, a void cannot exist. And so now here you have the radicals running the asylum, so to speak, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
So I think the only positive thing is that the general public has become aware of how bad the university is. Well, they probably don't have any idea of how really bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they certainly understand something's wrong in academia, and I think that's a positive development.
Yeah, I think some of the families will be made aware, David, come Thanksgiving time, because that's usually the break, and the kids come home, and the parents go, oh, my God, what happened to my child?
reality, I've had many parents come up to me and tell me how they lost their children by sending them to schools like Vassar, very political schools.
Well, David, we got to take a pause real quick here. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from David Horowitz, his brand new book, The Left in the University. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Thank you. 13 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Our conversation with the one and only David Horowitz continues. It is the Black Book of the American Left, Volume 8 this time around, The Left in the University. New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz continues our conversation. David, is it possible to get control of our universities for the good of, I would say, the totality of all the kids, not just leftists who have taken
over? Of course it is, Bill. Look, 85% of our students go to public universities. Mm-hmm. These are financed by state governments. 33 states are in control of the Republican Party. If Republicans would just pick up the phone, chair of the Appropriations Committee or the Education Committee in the state, just pick up the phone to the university president. Say, you come to me all the time with projects on which your career and the health of your college depend on you. And if you don't fulfill them, I'm not going to answer your calls anymore. And the request would be, one, I want to see the reading list of all your undergraduate liberal arts courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see that there, for every leftist book that's required reading, is a conservative book.
Yes.
On the same subject. I want to see a list of all your speakers and the monies they get, both invited by faculty and students. And I want you to assure me and take measures to see that there's absolute parity in speakers coming to campus, whether invited by professors or students, between conservatives and liberals. And finally, I want you to take steps to integrate conservatives into your faculty. You have a law school which is 99% leftist. Are you telling me that Republicans aren't lawyers?
Yes.
Same thing with your journalism schools. If you want to understand what's happened to our, how our press has so betrayed its journalistic calling, it's because of the journalism schools, which are run entirely by leftists, and teach them, to use their journalism as a weapon for their political ideology.
Well,
that's
David,
why our judiciary is a fake judiciary now.
I was going to ask you about that, the social justice studies, what that has done to influence the perspective in the world.
It's just Marxism. Mm-hmm. It's just crap. It's just, look, you get it in the phrase people of color, which is the mantra of the Democratic Party, the support for people of color. It's an ideological term. It divides the world into the oppressors and the people of color who are oppressed. But if you think about it, the headers in Raqqa are people of color.
Yes.
Idi Amin, the cannibal, was a person of color. The African tyrant, Maharajas in India, they're all people of color. All the world is people of color, except the bad people, the oppressors, who are white people. It's a racist ideology that they're teaching. That's one reason why the Democratic Party is going up in flames. Not because it's a party for white people. On the contrary, it's a party for Americans, for people who don't believe that you should be judged by your skin color or your place of origin.
Mm-hmm.
You should be or your sexual orientation or gender. You should be judged by individual merit.
Exactly.
Of course, it was Martin Luther King who articulated that so well.
The content of your character, yes.
Exactly.
Well, what do we do? What do we do about Antifa? I mean, a small group, they have risen to take over and lead the charge, but it seems like nobody wants to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, they should be investigated. These administrators, they know who they are. They're violent. They're fascistic. They break the law. Look at all these demonstrations we have without permits. You can't occupy streets and block traffic without a permit. You have to get a permit for a protest. None of these protests have permits. And not only should everybody be closed, and all the big Democrat donors who fund Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm,
and these anarchistic organizations, they should be prosecuted. We have a big problem in this country, the lack of law and order.
David, there also seems to be a grave misunderstanding about civil rights. It's almost like, a small minority of people activating the race card, and it's like throws everybody in shock. They don't know how to respond to it. And at some point, you know, the people, somebody, a voice, needs to rally people around for the sake of reason to put it in its proper perspective. It's manipulative. It's harmful. It doesn't do anything to, as you say, advance the true cause of what Martin Luther King supported.
Well, exactly. Well, you have to turn the guns around.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats control every inner city of size in America, 100%, and they have for 50 to 100 years. Every killing field, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Ferguson, Baltimore, 100% controlled by the Democratic Party.
Bro. Yeah, even Washington, D.C., right? Exactly.
Washington, D.C., you just name an inner city.
Mm-hmm.
It's Democrats. Every atrocity in those inner cities, every oppression, every injustice, Democrats are 100% responsible for. Republicans have to start standing up for the people of the inner city, and that will stop them.
Well, I think Donald Trump started it, right? I mean, last year he told them, he says, why not give me a shot? Look what you've been doing. You know, for over 50 years, you've been voting for all these Democrats. Have they helped you or hurt you?
Exactly.
And you look at what happens in L.A.
You have these failing schools where 40% of the kids don't graduate and 40% of two are functionally illiterate. All 100% controlled by Democrat unions. But Republicans are tongue-tied. It's easy to beat the Democrats if you have the spine to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that, again, going back to my earlier question, why are they afraid and somehow feel like if they say something, they're getting involved in some sort of racial fight that they can't win?
You have to ask them. I've never been able to figure out the Republican mentality. I'm so glad Donald Trump came along to shake things up.
Well, he's definitely shaking them up. There's no doubt about it, David Horowitz. Well, the book, The Left in the University, what is the main takeaway that you want for your readers to get from this book?
Well, I think they need to understand, first of all, that this is a problem that's developed over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the basic principles you need to fight it, which are in my book, and the fact that what's really happened is the left has turned our universities into indoctrination and recruitment centers for the political left. And that has to stop. And
Republicans
can stop it, but they have to. They have to pick up that phone to the university presidents and say, no more money unless you do this.
Well, you're pulling back the veil on these universities that are being so overrun by the left and controlled. They're getting our children that we're paying a lot of money for them to attend these universities, and they're absolutely reorientating them, changing their worldview. And as I say, and you and I talked about it, is Thanksgiving's around the corner. The kids are going to come home, and you're going to hear them at the dinner table and go, what happened to my kids? David Horowitz has been our guest. David, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. Your book. How can they get their hands on your book?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or frontpagemagazine.com.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It's The Black Book of the American Left, Volume 8, ladies and gentlemen, The Left in the University, by New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz. David, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around the country or even via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am doing great. It's so good to be with you.
I'm here for the ride. Lest we lose focus with all this stuff and the maddening things that are happening around this country of ours, let's keep our eye on the ball of tax reform, huh?
Exactly. We have to do that. And I'm sure your listeners are a little bit disappointed as I am. I was looking forward to the bill for that coming out today, but it seems like it's going to be tomorrow instead of today. And we need a simpler tax code that reduces rates and grows the economy. And I think that's where we're headed right now, which is a good thing for all of us.
Well, no doubt what seems to be the focus of President Trump, he says repeatedly, is a middle-class tax break. And, of course, Chuck Schumer et al. Wants it to look like it's more advantageous to the wealthy. Again, we're back into tribalism and this caste, perspective that the Democratic Party wants to continue to throw, and at the same time talk about unity. I mean, how do you speak out of both sides of your mouth? I mean, you just listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they'll give you a black belt lesson in how to do that.
Exactly. That is exactly what will happen. And so we have to make sure that we get that middle class tax cut. And I think that we're going to, the way that it's going to happen is people will be able to keep more of their hard earned wages. So it in essence will wind up being as if we're getting a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, by simplifying the code, it means that we won't have to worry about going to hire accounting professionals or software to take care of dealing with our taxes. So it saves us time and money when it comes April 15th each year.
Well, you know, why can't we? I mean, that's been the question, you know, for years. Why can't we simplify the tax code? I mean, for all the shenanigans that goes on, you got to hire somebody else and pay hundreds of dollars to get your, even the most simplest of tax reports filed. You know, you've got to go through all this dance, Jenny Beth, and it's like, look at the people who have the money, they're working the angles anyway. And, the idea is that they're avoiding, you know, taxes. Look at like anybody, we want to pay our fair share. We don't want to pay any more. We don't necessarily want to pay less for the most part, I think is the general sentiment. But, it needs to be fair. And I think this is what Donald Trump has said. He said it on the campaign and continues to push that idea. And of course, the Tea Party patriots and other fiscally responsible groups are in agreement with this. And so now let's work it out. Let's not shoot it down before it comes down like the Democratic Party. I mean, where are they chiming in? Where is their solution to tax reform?
They don't even have a solution to tax reform. They don't want to say that they want taxes to go up, but they certainly have had their opportunity in years past to reform the tax code, and that has never been a priority for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the opportunity right now. I think we're going to wind up with a good bill. We're going to have to work to get it out of the House. I think we've got a much better chance of getting it out of the House, and then we're going to have to focus on the Senate again. And
mm-hmm.
you and I both know that's where a lot of
bills go to die.
Action has gone to die this year. So we
right.
have to just make sure we keep the pressure up, because this has to get done.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans have no choice but to get this done. They must get this done.
Well, whether it has to do with health care or any bill, it seems that the focus on perfection is compromising a good bill. I mean, we've got to move this. We've got to move this along here. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. I frankly, I was a little disappointed, Jenny Beth. I don't know about you, on the corporate tax rate to start with. You know, when the president introduced the idea of 15%, then came back later and said, "Well, I always had in mind 20%." Well, okay, whatever. But I think 15% would have been very aggressive. Boy, it would have had a lot of companies not even thinking twice. It would be a no-brainer for them to bring their businesses back to the United States. At 20%, we're going to get a good portion back. I think that's a positive sign. I think the other opportunity is how to repatriate that I've heard from $1 to $5 trillion of offshore money that could be coming here to the United States to help with infrastructure.
Right. We need to repatriate it. We need the rates to be low enough that people want to continue to do business in this country and to make profits in this country and bring them back here so they can reinvest them here. And that is what I know that's one of the big things that President Trump cares about.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of his entire America First agenda. As you have to have jobs and a growing economy for the country to be vibrant and to put the citizens first. And that's part of what he's working on. And I've especially heard Kellyanne Conway in many interviews talking about what repatriation is and why it's so important, bringing those profits back from that American companies have made overseas, bringing that money back here to be reinvested here in America rather than leaving it offshore.
As if we don't have some sort of, I don't want to say right necessarily, but it does seem like that, for lack of a better word. I mean, these are American companies that have grown their business, their ideas here in the homeland. They took them away from us. They moved away, you know, for some right reasons. And that is that, America wasn't very inviting, to business. I'm in California right now, Jenny Beth, and the state of California has done everything they can and could do to chase business away. But yet the governor wants to pretend, and the Democratic run state wants to pretend, that they're creating new jobs and they're so much better than they were. They're not even back to zero yet with all the businesses that they've chased away and all the jobs they've lost. But they're deluding themselves.
That is exactly true. And that's what we've seen. But if they really were doing so well, I don't think we would see so many companies from California leaving California to go to Texas and to go to other states. I live in Georgia, and the filmmaking industry in Georgia is booming.
Exactly.
And that's happening because it's much friendlier to a state that's much friendlier to businesses than it is than what California is.
Well, businesses, new business especially, it's all the backbone. It is the engine of this country. And for the first time in a long time, Jenny Beth, I mean, I've had at least a half a dozen conversations with different banks, and they're excited. I mean, they see what's on the horizon. People are dreaming again. They're starting up new businesses. This is an exciting time, and we need to continue to do what we can to promote that and get more people participating here. Because, the fact of the matter is that for a long time, too long a time, Jenny Beth, as you know, we were taking, qualified tax-paying citizens out of circulation here. And we've got to repatriate not only the money overseas, but I would say repatriate people who have dreams and ambition and the wherewithal to help carry the load and to, elevate their own families, don't we?
That is exactly right. And I think that this tax reform package is going to give us all the ability to pursue our dreams, businesses and families and individuals. And that's what we need. We need to do that in our country.
Exactly. And as we've talked about, this is a government of for, by, we the people. That means we got to keep the pressure on them. And how do you suggest that, Jenny Beth?
Well, if you want to work on tax reform specifically, go to our new Tax Reform Coalition. It's taxreformcoalition.com. Taxreformcoalition.com. We're doing weekly briefings and giving you the latest information about the tax reform bill so we can get this passed before the end of 2017.
Got to keep the pressure on. Jenny Beth Martin, President, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats, you're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you know where you can go, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. With us right now is legal analyst, professor, just a wonderful human being, by the way. I do want to add that. The one, the only, James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. My head's spinning with all the stuff going on. I mean, you know, we got baseball games, NFL, trying to figure out that you take one knee, no knees, stand up, sit down. I don't know. It's just, it's absolute chaos. And of course, we've got the initial indictment coming out from the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And, surprise, surprise of all people, the Wall Street Journal saying, look, we got to get Mueller out of there. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is saying he ought to recuse himself.
Yeah, actually, what they said is that he ought to resign. And what's important to know is two events occurred right before the news of this, these indictments leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we had them leak to CNN.
Right.
As an exclusive story on Friday.
Did Donna Brazil pick up that leak, or who picked up that leak?
Yeah, really. That's a good question, yeah. But the interesting thing, okay, the two events were that the Wall Street Journal, which is known to be an anti-Trump publication, in no uncertain terms, said that Mueller must resign. And the reason that they brought up was the fact that Mueller is inextricably bound up in the two scandals that most of the press were forced to run with. That is the Fusion GPS, the fact that they were paid for by the Clinton campaign, and the Democrat National Committee, and that the FBI had conducted for years background investigation into the criminal behavior of Russians involving bribery, extortion, money laundering that sought to get our U.S. uranium supply, and that centered around the sale of uranium one. And Mueller was the FBI director at the time. This requires the, looking into the FBI. He cannot be independent. So the Wall Street Journal said he should step down. These stories were circulating, and the Democrats were trying to come up with a spin. And all of a sudden, the news of the indictments leaks out on a Friday dump.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl Atkinson, who many of your listeners may
right.
know.
Yeah, she's been with us many times.
Journalist.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
With CBS, right.
CBS News.
Uh-huh.
She, on her Twitter account, I saw that she essentially said, if you think this is a coincidence, it's not. I mean, she wrote, if you think that it was intended to dominate news coverage and drown out the talk of Uranium One, you're smart. And here's the thing legally for people to understand, that a grand jury is an important part of our system, and that federal law says a prosecutor may not only not leak evidence, but they cannot leak even the information that a grand jury exists. Now, we know this is violated all the time,
right.
But this indictment was sealed, and when an indictment is sealed, that is rare, and the judge is ordering that it be kept secret. Somebody leaked this. Fox News says it's very likely that Mueller's office leaked this, and this is consistent with this kind of behavior we've seen, this heavy-handed behavior, where we know that Mueller's office, the guy, the main target of the indictment, was Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager. They basically conducted a pre-dawn raid, picked the lock of his house, stormed his house without any notice whatsoever, the kind of behavior they would do for a drug dealer
right.
or a racketeer, and then they indict him. And I read the indictment. It has absolutely no connection with the original mandate of Mueller. It has nothing to do with contacts or collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the Trump campaign, except that it's targeting someone who used to work for the Trump campaign, which leads to an inevitable conclusion that what they're trying to do is squeeze.
I was going to, that's
pressure.
What we had reported. Yeah, exactly. Bring him in, see if they can flip him. And, you know, the thing about this whole situation, James, you've read it. How many times is Trump's name in that indictment?
It's not there. And
surprise.
Yeah. And what are the charges? Okay. The criminality, of course, basically what Paul Manafort did is he had a firm that worked for people in other countries and was paid. Okay, and the money went into a foreign bank account. Well, that brings up filing requirements, and there are three of them. One of them involved him registering as a foreign agent, which he didn't do. The other involved registering that he had, at least filing, that he had these foreign bank accounts that he didn't do. And the third involves what we all do, is tax returns.
Right.
So this is a filing charge. And at least to their credit, they didn't make him do a perp walk.
Yes.
But they're throwing out a filing charge. And it may come down to the simple fact pattern that Paul Manafort, his money was earned.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not like the fact the people that he earned it from, but he was in that business. And he didn't report it. And it may just, so it may be that that's what it's about. It's a filing charge. And clearly this is a form of prosecutorial squeeze.
Maybe he can ask for some errors and omissions like Tim Geithner got, right?
Yeah, but what's amazing, that's right. But what's amazing is we have real, actual evidence of collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, of course, this collusion involves significantly more money and involved the sale of 20% of America's uranium. And we also have collusion, a dirty trick during the campaign, acquiring this dossier, which depended upon Russian officials. So the actual collusion exists. Moreover, Manafort was dealing with the Podesta Group, and now Tony Podesta has resigned from the Podesta Group. But there's no pre-dawn raids, and there's no indictments, and there's no talk of indictments. So this is a one-sided investigation. And where's Jeff Sessions?
Exactly. Well, that's the big question. He's been MIA, I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's missing in action. He is looking on milk cartons. I love that. You're exactly right, James, because he's the one to hold up the other end of this. I mean, and it's not like like Mueller in treating Manafort or anybody else for that matter, kind of like the way Hillary was treated, where, you know, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, is meeting with the husband unit on a tarmac and I telling her God only knows what, telling him, and then they meet with Hillary, and nobody's taken notes, supposedly, and this is all part of the pre-investigation to decide whether or not she's to be indicted or not?
Oh, I mean, it was clearly either the most inept investigation ever.
Now, you're a professor and a legal analyst, and you're a professor in a law school. How do you tell your students about this? I mean, how do you break it down for them?
No, I mean, it's embarrassing. Look, it supports the idea that so many of us are disgusted with.
Well, this is corruption. This is flat-out corruption. I mean, how do you accommodate corruption?
Exactly. We don't have one criminal justice system right now. We mm-hmm. have two. And for ordinary people, there's one set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are like the Clintons or like the Obamas, we now have another scandal that arose today. And that is evidence that Barack Obama had an entity that paid roughly $1 million to the same law firm that was used to basically commission Fusion GPS mm-hmm. to start the dossier. So it may be that it was a purchase by three entities, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and a Barack Obama entity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's embarrassing that people on the social media are asking over and over again, pleading, how are we going to get justice here? We have all these pieces of evidence pointing at the Clintons, pointing at members of the Obama administration, and perhaps pointing to Obama himself. And basically what we have now are congressional investigations going. We have several. You know, we got Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy in the House, Charles Grassley in the Senate.
Yeah, but how much subpoena power do they have, James? I mean, there's only so much they can do. You know, GPS comes in, pleads the fifth. You know, you got all this plausible deniability that takes place, which the Clintons have affected and been able to weaponize. And, you know,
so
here's the situation.
The
I mean, what is Barack Obama going to say? That it wasn't me. It was the kids. They kind of, you know, they took this money out of their piggy bank and commissioned it and thought they were doing me a favor.
They're all saying that now. I think there's as much as $12 million that went to this law firm that was used to acquire the dossier, and nobody knows about it. $12 billion is a lot of money.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of people who know. But, you know, to your answer, you know, right now, how can the American public have faith in the Republican Congress to do these investigations when they failed miserably on every single investigation they did during the Obama administration?
It does come down to courage, doesn't it, James? James, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll pick it up. I'm sure the story will continue, and so will the saga. And part two will come up next week. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So
don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.